Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
Guys, I know this is as hard a time for you as it is for me, as it is for everybody. I think it's probably the most important thing right now is to stay connected and be connected and not just be by yourself. The podcast, I'm going to continue to get a lot of good information and good guests, things that I want to know. There's also so many other ways to reach your friends. Please reach out. But in general, I'm pretty much, you know, working on my mental state every day. I wake up in the morning and it takes a second to remember what day it is. And I'm so used to jumping out of bed. Right now, I'm not. I'm spending a little extra time. And honestly, that's okay. I am certainly spending more time on social media, feeling connected. I'm spending more time with my family cooking meals, which is a good thing. Honestly, I'm not staying up very late. By the time 10 o'clock comes, I'm pretty much shot. I've been getting up a little bit earlier and going out to walk and calling some of my friends who are actually awake that early. And it's just the most unbelievable time. And my advice to you is the same as I tell my best girlfriends and my children, which is one thing we haven't had, and we haven't had a lot of time, and that's what we all complained about. Guess what? Now we have the gift of time. So take it and do something positive with it, whether it's meditating, whether it's trying a new recipe in the kitchen, whether it's putting music on and dancing, whether it's coloring your hair in the bathroom, which I did, which was not very pretty. I did it. I feel accomplished. So whatever it is, I just hope that you could just use your positive energy and just keep your spirits up so you can help everyone around you keep theirs up. And to help us all stay calm, I wanted to introduce you to someone that helps me personally stay calm, my doctor and my friend, Dr. Frank Lipman. I have so many questions about what we can actually do to stay healthy during this pandemic, and I know you guys do too. Dr. Lipman is a leader in functional medicine. Thank you guys for listening. Dr. Lipman, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing? Let's start with that.
I'm doing well, you know. Like you, my family is hunkered down here. I'm lucky enough to be with my daughter and my wife and her, my daughter's husband, and she has a four-week-old baby. So that's been a blessing to hang out all together. And we all fine.
And what's your day look like right now?
So after my daughter feeds Benjamin at 4 o'clock, she brings him to us. So we do the 4 to 7 sessions. So I'm up at 4 o'clock. So I go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock the latest, and I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
And we take over the baby and I meditate, and then I go online, and then I take the dog there. They have a beautiful sheep doodle, and I take her out and we play with a ball. So I get outside early in the morning. So it's actually been a healthy way to start my day.
And what about food? What are you eating?
Well, we're lucky enough to have, my wife's a great cook. So we're basically eating the same way we usually eat. Breakfast is usually a shake. Sometimes I'll have eggs. And our food is pretty much the same. Lots of vegetables, some chicken, occasionally, some meat occasionally. Basically protein and vegetables and a shake. But I only eat two meals a day. I'll sometimes have nuts as a snack somewhere in between.
And let's talk a little bit about how to boost the immune system. I mean, everybody right now is, you know, having orange juice and zinc. Like, what are things people could do to really boost their immune system? And is there something that you could do to prevent this virus?
I'm not sure you prevent it, and I'm not prepared to say anyone can prevent it, but I do feel, let's get clear. I'm all for and adhere to the CDC guidelines of washing our hands, not touching our face, wiping down clean surfaces, social distancing, all essential. In addition to that, and what's not being talked enough about, are ways of boosting our own immune system, self-care tips that we all can do to boost our own immune system so our bodies can take care of the virus. Because I believe most of us will probably get this virus. That's just how it's going to be. And if you have a stronger immune system, the chances are that you're going to deal with it and it's not going to affect you as much. You know, what we're finding out, most of the deaths and most of the people having a lot of problems with the COVID-19 or the coronavirus are people who are immune suppressed or people who aren't in good shape. So it behooves all of us to get in good shape. And these are the tips that we've been talking about, you know, I've been writing about for the last 20 years. I've been teaching for the last 30 years, getting more sleep or a good amount of sleep, dealing with the stress, watching that you don't get lonely or, you know, having connections. I know it's hard in social distancing, but being connected is important. Moving your body, getting some sunlight if you can. All these simple things, as I always say, it's the ordinary things we do on a daily basis that have extraordinary effects on our health. So there's so much we can all do, you know, to keep our immune system stronger. You know, avoiding sugar and processed foods as much as possible. I mean, this may be difficult in a time like this, but sugar, processed foods, and alcohol. I know we've had this discussion, fight, or whatever you want to call it, for years.
Yeah, for 20-something years, yes.
Yeah, so I do think sugar, processed foods, and alcohol are not helping our immune system. Now, look, in times like this, you know, if you start getting neurotic about what you eat and all these things, it's probably worse for you. But I think we all need to be smart. I think we all need to, you know, try and deal with our stress, you know, make sleep a priority, move our body, stay in touch with loved ones. These basic tips are anyone can do. And this is a great time to start doing them.
And what about telehealth? Are you putting right now, are you seeing your patients on telehealth?
I've just started, actually. I've just started doing that. You were one of the first people when I spoke to you, you know, a week or so ago. So I've just got myself set up for HIPAA-compliant telemedicine, and that's been fantastic. It's been really helpful. And I'm starting to see, you know, my old patients and starting to see new patients with this telemedicine as well, which is quite exciting. And I think it's needed.
And what are people, you know, what are you dealing with now, most of your people? What are they really worried about?
Well, everyone's worried about, you know, what can they do? They're worried about their family. Like, you know, the common questions are, what can I do to stay healthy? What can I do? My husband has it. What do I do? We're living in the same house. Can I do X, Y, and Z? So most, I'd say 70%. 80% of the questions have been around what to do with this virus. And, you know, now it's sort of settling in. But in the beginning, no one really knew exactly, you know, how it was spread and what we could do. Now it's sort of getting clearer what we can do. So as I've told you, you know, I think the CDC guidelines are essential. But then I'm suggesting over and above that to take special care of yourself and with these tips I gave you. And then there's some supplements that I take myself and I recommend, which I think are helpful. And what I find interesting, and it's just anecdotal, you know, the number of my patients who have been through COVID-19 and have had it and were sick or were achy and got through it very, you know, it seems like fairly quickly and with not too much of a struggle, you know, they all were taking, you know, these supplements. So
what supplements? Which ones should people take?
Well, I think there are a couple of basic ones most people should take. I think, you know, seeing that your vitamin D, and if you had a low vitamin D, you need to take vitamin D. Zinc, I think, is important. NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid, and not only is it a precursor to glutathione, which is the master antioxidant, which is important for the body, but it also helps with lungs. And, you know, we know with COVID-19, it affects the lungs and the heart to a certain extent, but the lungs primarily. So I think keeping your lungs in shape, drinking lots of fluid, keeping well hydrated is very important. But I think NAC is a very important supplement to add to your armory. N-acetylcysteine, and unfortunately, a lot of these products are getting sold out quickly. But I think they'll be coming back quickly. So I think there's zinc, there's vitamin D, there's NAC. I think vitamin C can be helpful. A probiotic can be helpful. And then there's some more esoteric ones that I take now and I'm suggesting people take. Quercetin or quercetin-based formula, I think, can be helpful. And, you know, quercetin is a very interesting nutrient and it has anti-allergy effects. And sometimes what happens when people get sick with this COVID-19, they tend to get this, what they're calling a cytokine storm, an overreaction of the of white blood cells being released. And quercetin theoretically can help that. And so I'm taking my quercetin. I take a mushroom formula or beta-glucans, which is an active ingredient in mushrooms. And then I take some of my anti-aging stuff, which I think may be helpful, but probably not as important. But those are the big ones. I think vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C. You know, when I think of these supplements, I think of them as priming your immune system. So optimizing the functioning of your immune system so it's going to respond better to organisms that invade your system. So do they prevent the virus? Do they prevent infections? I don't know if I can say that, but what I am prepared to say is that they do prime your immune system. So if you do get an infection, you're going to respond in a better way.
Now let's talk a second about mental health. Every day there's news. Today it's all about, you know, what happens when your Amazon comes, how many hours you have to leave it out and how you have to wash it down and, like, is that accurate? And is that true? And what do we do to calm down on all this?
Okay, so there are two important questions you asked there. The first one is this pandemic of anxiety, which is understandable. So I think it's essential that you do something to counteract the anxiety somehow. And there are many ways you can do it. You know, I'm a big fan of meditation. I think that saved me and it's the best thing that I've ever done. Now with my grandson, it's even easier because he's a relaxant on many levels, and I see how good he is for my wife, who doesn't necessarily meditate, but she just lies with him on her chest, and it's like a meditation for her. But I think the important thing to realize that anxiety and stress stimulate the sympathetic nervous system in the body, which promotes, you know, a fast pulse and sweating and a whole stream of effects that are not good on your body over time. You know, it's fine if it lasts for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but when it's chronic, that chronic overstimulation of the sympathetic system is going to have negative effects on your body. So you need to look for ways to activate the parasympathetic system, which is going to have the opposite effect on the body. So it can be breathing exercises, can be yoga, it can be meditation, it can be laughing. I know it's hard to laugh in a crisis like this, but I think laughter is really important. It can be listening to music, it can be singing, it can be dancing, anything, can be praying, anything that gets you out of your head and out of that anxiety. Because when we get caught up in our head and all those thoughts that make us nervous, and watching too much TV can drive you crazy too. So we got to find something that works for you. And it doesn't have to be meditation. Meditation may not work for you. But if you want to try meditation, there are great apps, Headspace, Calm. There's so many apps now out there now for meditation. But breathing exercises, music, calming music. You know, I have reggae music playing most of the day because reggae music is very calming. And, you know, we put it on for the baby because, interestingly enough, reggae beats at about 60 beats a minute, which is the rate of a slow heartbeat. And when you have something like that in the background, your body entrains at those external rhythms. So having some, you know, relaxing music can be helpful too. So whatever you find that you know, relaxes you is important. It doesn't have to be one way, but I think it's essential to do something that calms down your nervous system.
And what about those Amazon boxes? Do we really need to worry about that?
Okay, so what I think is important is, yes, there is transmission from surface to us, but the transmission is from hands to our face. So it's important not to touch your face. So what I actually like about wearing a mask is not that I think the mask prevents anything, except prevents you from touching your face. So if you are going to touch a box, you know, open it up, whatever you do, then wipe, you know, wash with Purell, or wipe your hands down afterwards with Purell, or go wash your hands straight afterwards. I don't think you need to be nervous. I think this is just going to be a way of life. When you open something that's been touched, even if it's a doorknob, if you're using your hands and not your elbow or whatever, always just wash down your hands after, you know, have some Purell and wash down your hands and don't touch your face. I think that's how you're going to get it. If it's just on your hands and you're not touching your face, it's not a problem. And remember, cardboard surfaces, you know, the virus doesn't last as long on cardboard surfaces as it does on metal or plastic. Be careful of touching your face. I think that's the important thing. And wearing a mask is actually a great idea, more so because it prevents you from touching your face all the time, rather than it's going to protect you from someone coughing on you.
Okay, that's really good advice. And honestly, Dr. Lippmann, you always calm me down. You always do.
It's a pleasure. And thank you for all the great work you do and spreading the word.
And I hope that this passes and I get to come see that beautiful baby of yours.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.